Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, the show that promotes positive people. Tune in live on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, or listen live and 24/7 at www.wealthysistersradio.com. We know you will be inspired, empowered, and informed by the incredible women featured. And now it's showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, our host, entrepreneur, author, speaker, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, you can certainly visit us for all of your branding and publishing needs at WealthySistersMedia.com. That's WealthySisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, Media.com. Wealthy Sisters Radio is where we proudly promote positive people, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love providing you, the dynamic listener, with inspiration and encouragement, and that practical knowledge that you can apply right now to your life and business to have that positive impact. And second, we must provide that platform to edify, acknowledge, promote, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And today is Monday again. Yes, it is August 26, 2013. We're still in our banner year, moving forward. Just had a great weekend celebrating the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. It was just a great time. We are just so excited, and what a beautiful time to be alive right now. And you know that we are here every week at the same time. That's right, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So thank you so much for spreading the word. Well, as promised, today we have a great show for you. I am so excited for our guest that's coming on today. She is one of the most energetic physicians you will ever want to meet. She's an author, she's a speaker, she's a health educator, and she is a strategist, and also, most of all, an entrepreneur. Sharon Denise Allison Ate, she's a doctor, as I mentioned, and she serves as the executive director and the co-chair of the Co-Chair Foundation. And under her leadership, this foundation has expanded its presence and impact with innovative programs that have touch millions of lives. She's also known affectionately as Dr. Sharon. She's a media personality with presence in television and radio and print, and she's one of the nation's most influential physicians and health advocates. And guess what? She is the author of several books, but one of the books we're going to talk about today is That Fried Chicken Wing Worth It? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that and more. So stay tuned. This is going to be another great show for you. You know what you've got to do right now. Call everybody, text, book, Facebook, tweet them, do it all. Instagram, tell them to dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278 right now. You can catch our show live. And if you have to go back, if you're at work, you just only have a few minutes, you can catch this show and all of our others. Yes, you can. Download it on Wealthy Sisters Radio. You can listen to it from there and even on iTunes. So you can find us there under Wealthy Sisters, along with following us at Facebook and Twitter. So we won't hold you much longer. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with our dynamic guest today, Dr. Sharon. Stay tuned. You are tuned in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Do you have a book that is ready to be published and you just don't know how? Does your company website need a facelift? Well, Wealthy Sisters Media Group is here to serve you. Publish your book and capture that brand new company look. Visit WealthySisters.com or call 800-917-9435 to take action today.
Would you like to reach quality professionals?
expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis, advertise with the Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
We are live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's right. We're running a special. I hope that you all have seen the messages, the tweets, and everything. I tell you, I think we have one spot left for the commercial. You can get 9 months of advertising on Wealthy Sisters Radio for only $99 if you are the next person to register now. Otherwise, it's 6 months for $99. We're offering the first 5 for $99. So I hope you take advantage of that. And you can see all the information at WealthySistersPublishing.com/advertise. So we are here on a dynamic day with an awesome guest. I'm not going to hold her from you any longer. Dr. Sharon, welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you.
Yes, yes, and we know that you're on a short time schedule here. We know you are busy making it happen. We appreciate you calling in on your way to your next appointment.
No problem. I do just want to thank you for having me on, and thank you for what you do. Sometimes we shy away from talking about wealth and talking about business in our community. I'm not trying to be broke, and I don't think any other sister is trying to be, so thank you.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we always talk about that whole person. We are about the holistic point of view. You know, we not only want, of course, the financial wealth, we speak about that, but the wealth of health, you know, having abundance of health, great health, and also, of course, we've got to include that love in there as well, loving ourselves and our spiritual relationships and our family and friends relationships. So we are just excited for what you are doing. You definitely have taken this whole perspective as a physician and just taken it to a whole nother level with all of the advocacy things that you do. What would you share, just a quick brief synopsis of where you grew up and how you actually got started on this path that you're on today, Dr. Sharon?
Well, I was born in Pensacola, Florida, but really grew up in a little town called Kannapolis, North Carolina, which is about 20 minutes outside of Charlotte.
Yes.
And so I am a North Carolina girl. I went to college at North Carolina Central University, go Eagles, and
go
then
Eagles.
To medical school at Go Eagles. And then to medical school at East Carolina University, and then I moved to Maryland for training. I'm an internist and geriatrician by training, but you know what? I always loved to write. It's always been my outlet. It's something I've always done since I was about 14 or 15. And so it just had, and I've always loved to talk. And so it's amazing how God kind of puts it all together. And so I began public speaking at an early age, but after finishing medical school, I would get asked, oh, come to a health talk, et cetera, et cetera. And it just kind of worked. And then I wrote my first book and have a greeting card line caused by Dr. Sharon that are empowering and continue to kind of move forward.
Yes, yes, that's powerful. And we want to talk about those things today in your book as well. And I know that you also host an annual conference. So let me just ask you, what should professional women know about their health and the risk to their health today?
Well, number one, your health is your wealth. And I
mm-hmm.
will stand flat-footed and argue with anyone. I don't care if you're a
mm-hmm.
multi-billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not healthy and able to enjoy your life, able to enjoy your interactions with others, able to enjoy even your wealth, then you're not wealthy. And so I don't care what's in the bank, if you can't access that, if you can't, again, be healthy and happy, then it doesn't matter how much money you have. Also,
right.
For female entrepreneurs, you need to know one thing. Most of us, particularly small business owners, you are the engine. If the engine conks out, then
right.
your business is going to fail. And so
right.
you should look at your health and your wellness as insurance for prosperity in your business.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, that's a good tweet. You should look at your health and wellness. Yes, that I love that. I love that. You should say that again. Your health and wellness.
Yes, your health and wellness is the insurance for your business succeeding.
Let's
just be real. I'm a small business owner. And if I am, yes, I have staff and all that, and yes, we want them to carry on, that's great. But as a small business owner, it is usually your responsibility to carry the weight of that business. And
yes.
So when you're in the hospital, when you're stroked out, when you've had a massive heart attack or a minor heart attack, when your muscles are aching and you aren't, your blood pressure isn't under control, you're not at your prime. You're not at your peak. So your business is not at its peak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is so true. Talk a little bit about some of those challenges that we face as women and business owners. What are the major risk or health challenges that we face that we need to be cognizant of today?
Number one, obesity.
Okay.
Affects so much of us. And as a person that's lost 145 pounds myself,
wow.
While being a physician and was morbidly obese, we can back up from it. We can say, oh, black women or white women or whoever, people like meat on their bones. Well, actually, obesity affects our heart. It affects our risk for diabetes. It affects our risk for certain types of cancer. And so that weight is literally killing us. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing us. And so
mm-hmm.
that is your one risk factor. Cardiovascular disease remains the number one reason why in everybody leaves this earth. Heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure that's uncontrolled, all are issues that we have to face. And then, again, I have to talk about diabetes. A little sugar will kill you. And
mm-hmm.
in certain communities, we play with diabetes, but diabetes affects you from head to toe. Notice what I didn't say. In my top three, I didn't list cancer. While breast cancer and colon cancer are major killers and
mm-hmm.
major issues that can be prevented, or certainly we can offset them with early detection, we
mm-hmm.
sometimes put too much emphasis on cancer versus the bread and butter. Again, obesity affects cancer. High blood pressure and diabetes all are major issues for us.
Because you're saying, like, the root cause and a lot of the root causes of the cancers that you're saying that we face comes from obesity, is what you're saying.
Yes, for several cancers. Persons that eat a high-fat diet are increased risk for breast cancer and colon cancer and other types
mm-hmm.
of cancers. So, yes, there are genetic risks, there are environmental risks, but let's not just forget, and
mm-hmm.
certainly I don't want to diminish the fact that breast cancer is the leading cancer in women, the second leading cause of cancer death, and certainly colon cancer is number three in both men and women. So I don't want to negate that, but
right.
I want to not give a talk on women's health and all we talk about are breasts and our genital parts. We have to talk
right.
about heart disease. We have to talk about obesity and those things.
Okay. And so what are some of the reasons that you think or you've realized maybe that we face this obesity challenge?
As a person that still need to lose weight myself, after losing that much weight, I know exactly why we face this challenge. People blame thyroid disease and that foolishness. Okay, thyroid disease may get you 5 pounds, 10 pounds, but it's not going to put 100 pounds on you. We need
okay.
to be real and honest. In my book, I talk about sports, sneakers, and parents. That is all of weight. Your weight
okay.
is directly related to what you are putting on that fork and putting in your mouth, your sneakers, and if you're putting them on and really exercising, and then just a little bit of your parents, just a little bit.
Okay. I like that. So you said fork, sneakers, and parents. Okay.
And
is that in the book, is that chicken fried chicken ring worth it? Is that in that book that you're referring to?
Oh, yes, it is. That's a whole major chapter. And it really is, to be honest, Deborah, all of weight loss, whether it's you need to gain weight, whether you need to lose weight, whether you have your perfect weight but you have high cholesterol, all of it really does come down to discipline. It comes down to you making choices. And that's why
mm-hmm.
I ask the worth it choice. I love fried chicken, but if I eat 2 fried chicken wings, I know that I have to be on the treadmill another 38 minutes or I need to have sex for 148 more minutes. Well,
okay.
you do whatever the activity is, and I break it down in the book just based on that. You have
okay.
to burn it off.
I like that. All right. Okay. So tell us how you came up with that title. I love the title of that book.
I think balance. And so if you were to tell me, Sharon, you can never eat Godiva chocolate again because you're trying to lose weight, I would look like you're crazy. You look like you're crazy because I am going to have chocolate. I am never not going to eat a fried chicken ring. I'm not going to eat 100, but I'm never not going to deprive myself of something that I really do enjoy. And so in my own weight loss journey, it was, how do I balance it? And it really is, and a study just came out last week, which is better, exercise or diet? Actually, all studies indicate that it's both. So my thing is, if you want to eat it, then you just commit, well, I'm going to have to work out another 30 minutes. I'm going to have to make balance so I can't eat a big breakfast, a big lunch, and a big dinner. I'm going to have to balance. And all of medicine, all of health, is really, and whether that's mental health or physical health, how do you balance? And then I really came up with it because my mother makes the best fried chicken wings in the world.
Yes.
And in my weight loss journey, I went home, and she always cooked a big bowl of fried chicken wings. And I said to myself, well, is it worth it? And I said, yes. I went to the Y, but I said yes. So that's how I came up with the title.
Okay. I love that title. And when you talk about, you know, the things that we do and the diet and everything, the key word that you keep saying is discipline. There is something that we have to do to work on that mindset for that discipline, because it's really about, we can do anything that we really want to do. How big a role do you say, and what can you suggest for those that need to develop that discipline to be able to do that? Because we've had experts. Matter of fact, we have a resident expert, Trinity Perkins. Next month will be starting regular segments with us, and she's a personal trainer. And she talked about, like you said, that moderation. You can have a treat meal or treat day, but don't do it every day. Can you talk about some things around that discipline? Since you're coming out of the gate with some punches there, especially when you mentioned the thyroid piece. We hear that all the time.
The people make excuses, I'm big boned. Your bones don't weigh 200 pounds.
Right.
We tell ourselves lies. So as with discipline, it really is one step at a time, one bite at a time. And so I urge your listeners, don't say, I'm going to get it right, I'm going to go on a 1,000-calorie diet, I'm only going to drink smoothies all week, and you'll be eating 2,000 and 3,000 calories a day. You're going to get a massive headache, you're not going to feel well, and it's not healthy. So what is it that you can do just a little bit to make today the choice? If you're drinking sodas, well, today, instead of drinking 3 sodas, drink 1.
Right.
Tomorrow, drink 1 diet soda and try it. You know what I mean? Just little bitty things that you can do. And be honest, I tell people, number one, start a diary. When you write it down, all studies indicate that you will have better outcomes if you take to writing down what you're eating and taking in. It's so important, and I go back to business persons and women that are professional business persons or professionals. Again, we have to also, let's just be real, we have to make sure the package is together. You're the expert at branding. You have to make sure you're branding. Do you spend more time doing your hair and your makeup than you do controlling that cellulite and that big stomach? Let's keep it real.
Right. And you know, when you talk about that and you're coming from the holistic point of view and you're going from within, if you're focused on your health, it's going to affect your hair. Your hair is going to grow the way that you want it to grow. It's going to have the luster that you want. Your skin is going to have that luster that you want as well. If we are speaking from the inside out, even exercise helps all of that as well.
You bring up an excellent point, and it's why I started the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out Incorporation and now National Program, where we take a program in the city. I am a doctor. I bring in another dermatologist, but this isn't a health conference. It is a fabulous, over-the-top, glamorous event for women where we bring in celebrity makeup artists, celebrity hairstylists, celebrity fitness trainers, and the whole theme is this. What you said. We want to focus on our hair, but okay, hair is one thing, so we'll tell you how to cut it, but I'll tell you what vitamins to take. I'll tell you, the dermatologist will actually tell you how to avoid alopecia and those things. And it really is a holistic, fun-filled approach because you are so right. You cannot just look at my health and then my outer beauty. Because
right.
if it's in you, it's coming out. It's coming out.
Right. Right, right, right. You're so right about that. Now, talk a little bit more about that event that you hold. I know you. It's a tour that you do with your Beautiful Woman event. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well,
the Beautiful
it's called
Woman,
Beautiful
Inside
Woman
and
Inside and Out. And, again, I bring in professionals and experts in the field of beauty, fashion, and health. We have an over-the-top day. Deborah, it's ridiculous. Our next event is September the 7th in Arlington, Virginia at the Hyatt Regency. People will fly in for it. Women will come in. We give away at least a gift bag. When you hit the door, the gift bag right now is tracking at about $210 just for the gift bag. We
wow.
have the largest array of, you know, right now we'll have our largest art gallery and all the art goes home. It's about 40 pieces that we will give away that are valued up to $1,500. I mean, we give away stuff all day. There's so many gifts and prizes, but the biggest gift we give is information, practical, and in a fun, upbeat way. We want people to come, have a wonderful day, enjoy, and celebrate womanhood and be empowered.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Beautiful Woman Inside and Out. And now the young girl segment, Becoming a Beautiful Woman Inside and Out, is all about.
Oh, I love it. So you're bringing the young girls in there as well to kind of build them up and set a different, I guess, a new standard of beauty and health for them.
Yes, exactly right. And we don't want to shy away from what women like. I say
mm-hmm.
it all the time. Yes, I'm a physician. Yes, I want you to be healthy. But I also want to look good. I also want
right.
my hair to be right. I want my makeup to be right. I want my clothes to be right. And so we don't shy away from that. They're all equal. Because back to you and your whole theme of the holistic approach to women, that's what we do. And women deserve a break. And that's why I make sure that it is glamorous and it's over the top. Because I'm tired. I know you're a professional woman, and I know you're tired, too. And we
exactly.
do need to take a deep breath and empower ourselves, recharge ourselves, and just have a great time.
Well, you know, it's amazing that you talk about the recharging because especially for professional women, and we have this conversation here on Wealthy Sisters Radio all the time, I am a living witness of the challenge it is to just learn how to be because I've always been driven. I've always been taught that, you know, you don't ever want to be lazy. Lazy people do nothing. So I have that programming in my mind, and I'm really learning how to just be and take a break and do nothing, saying, oh, it is okay, even though I still have a long list of things that I'm supposed to do. So can you talk a little bit about that, about taking those breaks that we need and how I know that affects the stress levels, again, relating to our health as well?
You know, I really applaud women that can turn it off and turn it on, but I, like you, have a difficult time doing that. But
right.
from a health standpoint and a mental health standpoint, and notice I said health first, from a
right.
health standpoint and a mental health standpoint, we are wreaking havoc on our body because stress actually decreases and impacts our immune system, so we get cold more, we get flu more, we get other infections more. Stress also increases our blood pressure, increases our heart rate. Stress
yes.
also manifests itself in our skin and in our hair, those kind of things. Stress and lack of sleep. All of us need more sleep. I've not met a woman that's had enough, that gets enough sleep every day. And so
mm-hmm.
we have to take those times and look at taking a break, not as you're being lazy, but you're doing preventive medicine. You're
mm-hmm.
doing what it takes for you to be optimal. And then from a mental standpoint, you have got to turn it off. You've
mm-hmm.
got to turn it off. And you've got to appreciate and love on you a little bit. And so
mm-hmm.
I'll be at the airport. And I've had women yell at me, Dr. Sharon, I took a bath in front of everybody, and everybody laughs because that's my big thing that I say all over the country. Women take a bath. Because most of us run in the shower. We never have time. But when you get
yes.
in a bath, you have to set it up, you have to get in, and that gives you a
you
little bit of time
it.
To just, you got to clean it. That's right.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Take a bath. That is major. But I will tell you, at the beginning of the spring, I've made a commitment I'll be 45 next year, and I made a commitment. I wanted to be in the best shape of my life, and also I was forced to take a look because that stress, just stress, you know, sometimes we don't even know how the stress is affecting us. And personally, my pressure had begun to rise. Even, you know, it was not good. And so I started on the exercise, and I tell you, I didn't know how I was going to do it, Dr. Sharon, because I was stressing over how am I going to fit this into my schedule. Now, you're telling me I got to do this. But, you know, I tell you, I go 5 days a week in the morning now, and it's a part of my life. I am so, I just can't tell you how I feel. So I just really encourage everybody to make that step, like you say, because it is about discipline, and it is a full-time job just to maintain. But I have noticed a difference in everything that I do. Because
I'm
back on that routine. Yeah.
I am so glad that you brought this up, because one of my mantras is this, and I challenge women, and I challenge them with a $1,000 challenge all around the country. Nobody has took me up on this. I challenge women to give me their schedule for me not to be able to tell them how they can work out. I'll put my schedule against any woman's schedule in the country.
If
you have time to eat, this is what I say all the time, you got time to eat, you have time to exercise. If you tell me I don't have time to exercise, that means that you are in a corner starving to death because you don't have time to eat. And that's not the case. You do have time. It's how do you prioritize time? And I'll say again to business owners, this is mandatory for your business. You are more productive when you work out. Your heart is better. Your mind is better. And you need those endorphins, which are the happy hormones, that gives you the creativity and you're not so sluggish. I bet you, Deborah, if you look back, since you made that commitment, I bet you you're more productive. I bet you
Oh, yeah, because you get to a point where you burn out, you know, and if you don't, that's where I was, and if you don't take that time, because face it, I mean, these past few years have been quite a bit different for a lot of us business owners, and, you know, it's been some time since I've actually even had the time to really take time, vacation or anything like that, and so I felt myself just at a point to where I was not being able to function the way that I like to, and the key word you use, optimal functioning there. So, yes, I can tell you that I noticed a great difference in my productivity. Your self-esteem, your confidence, everything. And that, and like we say, it's holistic. It affects everything that you touch as well. Did we lose you, Dr. Sharon?
Oh, no. I'm in the amen corner. You're exactly right. And I just challenge your listeners to today decide, I'm going to do something different. Today, we're midday. If you haven't exercised today, you can go for a 10-minute walk later on today. You can do squats in your chair. Get out of your chair, and you can do squats for 5 or 6 minutes. Do something today to ensure better health for you. And then finally, I just want to make sure that we know, whether it's men or women, we know that if we're mothers, many of us are aunties, I'm the greatest auntie in the world, if something happens to Auntie Sharon or something happens to you, a mom, your family is directly impacted. So I want you to love yourself enough, but I want you to also love your family and friends enough to take care of your health and your wellness. And I tell my friends all the time, I am too busy. Y'all know I'm the emotional person. I am too busy. That's why one of my best friends did this last week. I'm too busy for you to be sick and for you to die, because I don't have time to come to a funeral. So I need you to
know it. they're very inconvenient, and they never come when it's convenient for you. Exactly.
But really, I want you to love yourself enough. Love yourself enough. I'm not talking about getting smaller to get a man. I'm talking about getting lean so that you're more productive. And we're talking about professional women, business women, that you're more productive, that you work your brand, but also that you are healthier and you don't feel years from your own life. This is something we can do.
Yes, yes. Well, I always say this, and we're going to wrap this up because we know you have to go. We talk about our book, Wealthy Sisters, Volume 1. It's a professional book of women that tell their stories, and one sister in there, Catherine Freeland, she sold her company for like $30 million, bought another one for 400 employees, doing extremely well, but she's wears by that exercise. And if she,
She's one of my good friends from my church.
Yes.
And yes, she lives it. She lives it. She lives it.
Yes, she lives it. And so you can see if she's able to do it, and you can see the productivity that she has to have in her life, for sure we can do that as well. Well, Dr. Sharon, we know you have to go. We want you to please give your contact information, and we'll have to have you back on the show again. Give your contact information and whatever else you would like to share with our audience as you close out today.
Well, please, I still believe in the telephone. You can call my office at 301-773-4811. But my website is Dr. Sharon, DrSharon online.com. And I do ask if your listeners go check out BeautifulWomanInsideAndOut.com. Our next event is September the 7th. Certainly, I invite all women from around the country to come in. We're at the Hyatt Regency Crystal City. They have great room rates. But more importantly, it's a time that you need to take for yourself. Again, Beautiful Woman Inside and Out. And then my phone number again, 301-773-4811. Your listeners can email me. I do answer emails, and I answer questions via email. And then if there are business women that want to bend or be sponsored to participate in the Beautiful Woman Inside and Out, please call us.
All right, fantastic. Well, you've heard it from the dynamic, Dr. Sharon. We thank you so much for joining us today on Wealthy Sisters, and continued success to you as you venture and continue to venture out and sharing all of the information that we need to know to help us with our wealth, our prosperity, that health is wealth, as you said. So thank you so much, Dr. Sharon, and have a great day.
Thank you for having me, and all the best to you.
Likewise. Well, I tell you, just heard it from Dr. Sharon. If you were not able to catch the beginning of the show, you can definitely tune in to this show and all of our other awesome shows at Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, radio.com. You can also find us on iTunes there at Wealthy Sisters. And what we're going to do, since we had to end just a little bit early, we do have something in store for you. You know, we always got something good for you here on Wealthy Sisters. We're going to do a repeat of a segment by Dr. Julissa. Dr. Julissa Hernandez, you may remember hearing her on the Michael Bazin show. She was one of the featured doctors there. She's a naturopath physician, and I just think it's just a great topic that she's talking about. And as we talk about our health today with Dr. Sharon, I just think it's a great way to end our show today. So we're going to tune in just for a few more minutes to the segment with Dr. Julissa, and she's talking about fibroids, which is a very, very hot topic amongst women.
Hello, friends. How are you? Dr. Julissa here, and we're discussing natural health matters, and today's topic is going to be uterine fibroids. Now, uterine fibroids are non-cancerous, benign tumors that develop in the womb of the female reproductive system. And these abnormal cells are normally caused by estrogen dominance and overloaded and toxic liver, for example. So please know that as far as hysterectomies go, two-thirds of hysterectomies that are performed nowadays are actually not necessary. And there are ways, natural therapies, that help shrink uterine fibroid presence. Now, it's something that many women can't conceive. A lot of women say to themselves, well, it's, you know, something genetic. My family members all had uterine fibroids. My aunt, sister, my own mother had them. And, you know, I was already bound to develop them as well. But we also have to understand that there's ways to prevent and to help the body heal itself. And you're never doomed to suffer the diseases, ailments, and health problems that your family suffers. If you give the body exactly what it's missing, it's going to be able to heal itself. So let's talk about what exactly is needed to help shrink fibroid presence. If we're going to shrink fibroid presence, we're going to want to decrease estrogen dominance within the body. Abnormal hormonal imbalances actually are the cause of this issue that so many women are suffering from. And first thing is you'll have to eliminate certain foods from the diet that I call, quote unquote, feed the fibroids. So you'll want to eliminate meats that are not organic, that are just pumped up with extreme levels of hormones. You'll want to eliminate chicken, beef. You'll want to eliminate pork as well, and turkey, those types of meats that are very inundated with high hormone levels. You'll want to incorporate definitely a lot of vegetables. It's so true to the point that when women or anyone incorporates a lot of plenty of vegetables in the diet. An Italian scientist, for example, showed in studies that women who eat plenty of vegetables cut their fibroid risk in half. So while women who definitely eat red meat are doubling the risk. So I love to state the fact that there are ways that women are actually feeding their fibroids instead of helping their body to shrink them and help their body heal itself. You'll want to also eliminate dairy and milk products that are very high in estrogen as well, and eating from plastics and styrofoams that are containing xenoestrogens that also tend to feed abnormal cell presence. To help shrink these abnormal cells with patients and clients, I always incorporate a combination of herbal therapies that help to reduce estrogen levels within the body that are going to increase natural progesterone levels that the body needs to start producing on its own. And for that, I love to incorporate Chinese herbal, traditional Chinese medicine. I love to incorporate a supplement called indole-3-carbinol, which is made from cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli and others that help to reduce excess estrogen levels. And cleansing is very, very important to help reduce abnormal cell presence. Tygo is also a supplement that I love to incorporate, which is a liquid supplement that is a wonderful nutrient for the cardiovascular system, but most importantly, it's an antioxidant, and all certain antioxidants help to shrink abnormal cell presence. So you want to incorporate a combination of herbs that way and use that for a minimum 6 to 8 weeks to help the body start shrinking and eliminating this abnormal cell presence, to help promote hormonal imbalance, reduce heavy uterine bleeding. Many times women are experiencing a lot of inflammation and pain as well. And with these hormonal imbalances, even their mood is off and they're having slight mood swings, melancholy, depression. So you'll want to balance the body as a whole and help the body heal itself and start shrinking those abnormal cell presences on their own. Another aspect that I love to tell patients and clients that they have to necessarily do is to eliminate tampon usage. When you are plugging up the reproductive system every month, you are also bringing a higher level of toxic blood back into the organs and back into those abnormal cells, because the body is not eliminating properly every month when you're using tampons. If you're having severe uterine bleeding, I always recommend to also switch off to organic maxi pads, because the chlorine and other chemicals that are laced in traditional pads will cause heavier uterine bleeding. So all of these factors are what you'll want to incorporate to help shrink fibroids. To get detailed information on the natural therapies I just mentioned, visit me at drjulisablog.com. That's drjulisablog.com. You can find the article I wrote there on uterine fibroids. Are you feeding them? And you can also visit my official website at drjulisa.com. That's drjulisa.com. Ladies, there is natural therapies that help to shrink fibroids. I've done this for over 17 years. Many women can tell you that the way to prevent surgery, and all you have to do is really feed the body what it is missing so that it can help shrink those abnormal cells and to help heal itself. Again, it's Dr. Julissa, and I'll be back soon with more Natural Health Matters. Good to be here with you. Take care now, and be well. Goodbye.
All right, that's Dr. Julissa. Again, you can find her at drjulissa.com with some more great tips. I tell you, she is a wealth of information as well. That's what we're all about here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, that holistic point of view. We want to help promote the healthy, wealthy you. That's a healthy, a wealthy lifestyle, increased more great health and love, and definitely the finance. Well, we want to remind you today that tomorrow is the last day, 12 noon, for that advertising special that we have. That is 6 months for $99 on Wealthy Sisters Radio. You can visit wealthysisterspublishing.com/advertise. You can find information there. And we just look forward to continually serving you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters today and next week as well. And stay tuned. Next week, we know it's a holiday. And I want to make sure I'm not getting ahead of myself. Yeah, next Monday is the holiday. That's right. So we want you to be able to check out some of our great archives there as well. And wish everyone a wonderful holiday, safe holiday as the rest of the kiddies get back in school. Yay! Well, as always, we want to continue to wish you and yours the best of everything great. Thank you again, and have a wonderful day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for another positively impacting show next week. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Wealthy Sisters and on the web at WealthySistersRadio.com. The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our hosts, staff, or partners of our Wealthy Sisters Radio.